Hey, we're Jason and Tony. This is our podcast called In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, another Planet of the Apes is coming out. Since we can't think of our Hollywood, can't think of anything new to do, they're bringing back Planet of the Apes again.
That was cool,
This will be the third reboot, or fourth. I forgot how many.
I remember watching that when I was little with Mama. That was weird.
They're bringing it back again. First one started off as a novel in 1963. Then there was the Charlton Heston version in 68. That was followed by four sequels. Spun off into a TV series and a cartoon. Then Tim Burton redid it in 2001.
It is an interesting twist.
Then there was Rise of the Planet of the Apes in 2011.
What's got to do with a lot of life and the establishment. It's crazy.
There are too many. At least let's switch up the animals a little bit.
Right.
Like Planet of the Dogs, here to smell your butt. Planet of the Possums, yeah, we just look dead already.
Here to fake it. Yeah.
Planet of the Cats, knocking random things off shelves.
Take naps in windows.
Yeah. At least switch up the animals. Come on. Mark Zuckerberg has assistants for everything. Stuff you don't even want to know about. What are some things that you would think of if you were rich and famous and powerful that you would pay people to do? Clean your house. Maybe drive you places.
Yeah, butler and maid wouldn't be bad.
A chef. Get you a chef. These are all...
Dietitian.
You know, someone to mow the yard for you. These are all things, you know, that would be...
A massage guy.
Yeah, I mean, tons of great things you could spend your money on if you're rich and powerful.
Yes, definitely.
A new book claims that employees at Facebook blow dry CEO Mark Zuckerberg's armpits before he has a big speech.
Oh, wow. You got an armpit dryer guy?
Now, first off, what kind of person needs an armpit dryer guy?
Wouldn't it be cool to have an armpit dryer?
Oh, I don't know if it'd be cool. That'd tickle.
Well, but heck. I mean, to know that you're like so spoilt dang rotten, you've got a pit dryer.
They say that he wants to look cool and dry instead of sweaty and nervous. It has assistants make sure his famous gray T-shirts are immaculate and sweat-free before he takes the stage at public events.
All right.
I don't know if he's standing there in their straight on pit or now it sounds more like it might be through the T-shirt. Either way, it's ridiculous. But
forgive me, but he's got an armpit dryer.
Yeah.
Wiper guy. What else does he got? Got a person that wipes other places.
I don't know, when you put your resume in at Facebook, you better know what job it's for.
I ain't wiping that.
Had another film strip, The Alternative History of the Upper Cumberland.
Alternative History of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's plow the soil of history and look at the first tractor, which, ironically, was invented right here in the Upper Cumberland. It was invented by a local woman named Missy Ferguson. One day, she noticed the way the legs of caterpillars moved, so she used a church bulletin and a pen, then designed the platform for caterpillar engines. When she built the engine, she thought it would be smart to build a tractor body to stick the motor in. Her boyfriend was a local boy named Jonathan Deere, and he helped her build the creation. Once they had their tractor built, they tried to decide on whether to paint it red or green. She said red, he said green. And that's when Missy Ferguson pulled a pistol and shot John Deere right between the eyes. Good thing the bullet missed all the vital parts of the brain and he survived to build his own line of tractors, which he painted green. Isn't it swell people can put aside the little things like shooting someone in the head to find a way to turn that negativity into diesel-burning horsepower? This has been another factual proven lesson that's still more honest than Washington, the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
Here's today's episode of Social Media Theater.
Hope you like it.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theatre. showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
This social media theater, Tony, comes from the timeline of Andrew, and he's all about the YOLO.
YOLO.
Heard a guy once say, you only YOLO once, which is kind of stupid because YOLO means you only live once.
Yeah.
So, anyway, here we go from Andrew. Tony, you play Andrew. I'll play Gary and Tina. You're going to play Alan.
Okay.
And I think that's it on this deal.
All right.
Here we go.
Andrew, dang, I'm such a moron. I'm being garnished $2,000, so I probably won't be able to pay my bills now. But I'm still going to get my new pet anyway. YOLO!
Gary, there you go, putting your business on Facebook again. You will forever be a little girl.
Tina, what pet did you get?
Andrew, none yet, but I think I'm going to get an alligator.
Gary, hey, Andrew, I thought you were broke. They aren't just giving away alligators, you know.
Andrew, I know they cost about $98 and you need a permit, but I have alligator money, not just bill-paying money, you know.
Tina, hey, I do that too.
Alan, do what? Not pay your bills? Alligator money?
Andrew, hey man, YOLO, you ever heard of it?
Alan, so when they come for your car because you've missed payments, you're going to go ahead and show them your alligator and then say, YOLO? Yeah, I'm sure they'll just leave you alone for that.
Tina, when they took my car, they didn't even talk to me.
Gurry. Andrew, now do you see the kind of idiots these posts attract?
Tina, you mean like how Alan would make his car payment instead of getting a cool alligator?
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
Here's today's word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Looks like the Hyundai. Looks like the Hyundai is the last thing that a skydiver says when his parachute didn't open over rush hour traffic. Looks like it's the Hyundai.
Last Tony's word of the day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
It has to do with nakedness.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
Compared to the rest, he's dressed modestly. He wears black socks at the nudist colony.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tone.
And we'll leave you with today's real good. This is how you step up.
Okay.
There's a guy named Nick Harvey. He's a school resource officer in Van Buren, Arkansas, and he's usually stationed at the elementary school. That's his normal spot.
Okay.
An 8-year-old student named Avi Cox is in second grade there, and tragically, her dad passed away during the holidays.
Oh, poor little girl.
So, I mean, it's impossible to even imagine how hard that's been on a little second grader. Oh, my God. Or anybody. I mean. And it got even harder earlier this month when the school had its annual father-daughter dance.
Oh.
So Nick got the idea to step in and escort Avi to the dance. He says, I reached out to her mom. Her mom talked to her about it. And the next day, I formally asked if she'd be my date to the daddy-daughter dance. Avi said yes. And they went to the dance together last week, and she says, it meant a lot because I actually got to go and see all my friends and have a lot of fun.
Wow.
Nick says he's hoping he can take her every year from now on. He has 3 daughters, but they're too old for the dances.
Well,
God.
Lee. And her daddy knows a good man's taking her to the dance.
Nick Harvey, you are real good. Okay, that does it for the podcast today. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. We're Jason and Tony, and this has been In Case You Missed It.